Can't sleep? Well, neither can we. Tune in to Overnight starting at 2 a.m. on KFAI.
I know you're gonna dig this.
It's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. How you doing? You're listening to Fresh Air Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. This week's show should be especially silly because I just don't care. I've been out in the sun all day. I'm wearing a bathing suit right now, which is a first for me in the broadcasting world. Having done radio since 86, I've never done an entire show in a bathing suit before. And be thankful I'm wearing a great deal more than the bathing suit. I've been out in the sun, I just don't care. I was at this great picnic up north. It was great. I brought the drum kit, and we actually put together a little impromptu band, and I played live for the first time in over 5 years. I'm not bad. It went a lot better than expected, so I'm just in a great mood. And when it comes down to the nitty-gritty of the show details tonight, well, I just don't care. It's going to be wonderful because I'm going to be playing it loose, shooting from the hip, totally unscripted. I don't care. I do have the little features that I regularly do here. The god-awful medley of the week and new stuff ripping off old stuff. But beyond that, I got nothing. It's going to be great. I got one request already in at 612-341-0980, and I will certainly adhere to that request. The Jermaine Jackson song coming up really soon, and probably the finest solo Jermaine song, if you ask me. What am I going to start with? I'm going to start with this. I got to turn this down. Forgot about my silly theme music here. I'm going to start you with a song by Jude Cole. I'm sure you remember the song. It came out in 1990, and it didn't quite sound like anything else out at the time. Terrific song called Baby It's Tonight. If you've got the album called A View from Third Street, you know the song. Turns out on the CD single here, there are two mixes. You got the album mix, which everybody has heard, and something called the soft mix. I'm going to play you the soft mix, and barely perceptible difference in the mix between the normal version, what you're used to, and this here. So, I'm going to start you with the soft mix. Jude Cole from 1990. It's Baby It's Tonight. It's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber here on Crap from the Past on KFAI.
Won't you pick up the phone? 'Cause I know that you're home. Too many words have not been said for us to be living alone. Now all of the fighting and all of the tears, they don't matter now. Another night falls, dark and lonely. You're the only woman I can turn to. If I ever needed your arms to hold me, well, baby, it's tonight. won't you please, please pick up the phone?
Monster Gerber,
the undisputed queen of disco,
on Crap from the Past.
Summer of 1980, a song co-written by Stevie Wonder and another guy named Lee Garrett, who didn't go on to do very much after that. A terrific song called Let's Get Serious. So, you're listening to Crap from the Past at home and wondering, what on earth can I do at this point? You can call me at 612-341-0980 because I'm going to give away a pair of tickets to the Mill City Music Festival. for Sunday, September 5th. 612-341-0980 to the third caller. That's not so hard. Take it back to 1987. Here's John Butcher. That's really his name. And goodbye, Saving Grace on Crap from the Past.
This face in the mirror, as far as I can tell, is looking kind of distant under a magic spell. Now I remember clearly why I lost the will to live. Give you back your freedom, that was all I had to give. And I said goodbye, goodbye, Saving Grace. I said goodbye, goodbye, Saving Grace. I look far behind me to see where I went wrong. The tears have blurred my face. The healing takes too long. I took a bite of the apple, tumble of the dice. I never should have bet my heart if I could not pay the price. And I said goodbye, goodbye, Saving Grace. No, 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 goodbye.
Monster Gerber.
Everybody likes Stevie Wonder for himself and for his work.
On Crap from the Past.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight showers. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love. But I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. It's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Puts a song in this heart of mine, puts a smile on my face every time. 'Cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night.
Eddie Rabbit, 1981, Loves a Rainy Night, which is definitely not tonight. And I have to congratulate Clifford, listening in St. Paul. I'm always continually amazed that our little tiny signal always makes it out to St. Paul on the 106.7 FM part there. But I'm in Minneapolis. Clifford's in St. Paul. And Clifford won his bad self a pair of tickets to the Mill City Music Festival on Sunday the 5th. Let me get my little sheety thingy here and find out who's going to be there. Bob Mould is going to be there. Semisonic is going to be playing a bunch of other bands. Man, Vic Valari is going to be there. Boogie Wonderland. It's going to be pretty cool. And Dixie and the Cannibals, they're local. And they're all going to be there on Sunday the 5th. So many, many congratulations to Clifford. I don't even have a pair of tickets to this thing, and I want to go. I got to talk to somebody about that. And so, the theme tonight, well, it's 1217. Okay, you're listening to Crap from the Past. You're on KFAI, 90.3 FM Minneapolis, and 106.7 FM St. Paul. Now we're all totally legal. We know what we're talking about here. And I told you at the beginning of the show that I just don't care. That's the theme this week. I just don't give a darn. Don't give a hoot. Don't care even a little bit because I've been out in the sun all day. I played drums live to an appreciative party that didn't boo and throw things. It was pretty good. Haven't done that in years, and I feel pretty good about life. And I did no preparation whatsoever for this show. Now, I discovered also within the last week or so that my arch enemy, my own personal Boris Badenoff, is on KDWB right now. There's a syndicated show called Backtracks USA that plays all the 80s hits. It's all a top 10 crap from the 80s. Nothing from the 70s, nothing from the 90s. You know, they leave out all the good stuff. And they play Come On Eileen over and over. You get the idea. So I'm going to just put this out to the general listening population audience at this point. If you've got your radio and you're close and you feel like paying a little bit of attention, I want you to actually go over to 101.3 KDWB, give a listen, find out what Backtracks USA is playing. I would do this myself, but I don't have a radio in the studio. Find out what they're doing, you know, take a note or two, listen to his delivery. Listen, is it bland and scripted? Well, I know the answer already. Of course it's bland and scripted, but I want you to hear it for yourself. And I want you to just sort of figure out what you're up against. If you like what you're hearing, I mean genuinely like what you're hearing, just stay there. If you think we can do it a little better here at Guy from the Past, I want you to call me back at 612-341-0980. And I want you to sort of give me the update. You'll be my personal spies and tell me what Backtracks USA is doing. Because I didn't realize all these months I've been on the air, I had no idea I was up against this terrible show in the same time slot. They start at 11, but it's the same idea. So get back to me, tell me what they're doing, and I promise you I will run circles around Backtracks USA. It'll make me feel a lot better. So I got a request last week for Oingo Boingo, and I didn't have it with me, but as usual, I went home, I got the song you're looking for. From 1985, Dead Man's Party from Oingo Boingo on Crap from the Past. We'll be right back.
is listening.
You don't hear every day. I hope you don't hear it every day. ABBA singing in Spanish from 1979. It's the Spanish version of Gimme, Gimme, Gimme a Man After Midnight, entitled Dame, 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 or Gimme, Gimme, Gimme. So, it's around 12:30, and we're up to, well, I should point out, If you've just tuned in, I have a little homework assignment for you. I want you to check out the competition for me, and I would do this myself, but I don't have a radio here, and I just discovered that I'm on opposite my competition. There's a really cheesy retro show on KDWB right now that I want you to actually just go listen to. 100, it's 101.3, just go there. You're not going to miss much. what are you going to miss on this show? It's crap from the past. You know what to expect at this point. I just want you to check out the competition, because I can't. And what I want you to do is listen to them for a couple songs, then get back to me at 612-341-0980. Give me a call. Tell me what you think of their show and watch how I run circles around them, because it should be pretty entertaining. So having that gotten that all off my chest, my two weekly features that I do here on Craft from the Past, we've got the God-Awful Medley of the Week, which all started with the Stars on 45 and continues up to this day. And we have new stuff ripping off old stuff, which is songs that sample other songs that have been hits in the past, you know, like MC Hammer and Vanilla Ice and Puff Daddy and all that crap. So what I discovered this week, I could kill two birds with one stone and do the whole shebang with just one song. It came out on Columbia Records, and I'm not sure of the exact occasion. Maybe it's for a box set. Maybe it's for a new greatest hits. Maybe, I don't know. But it's on Columbia Records, and it's by Earth, Wind, and Fire. I honestly don't know if the most recent Earth, Wind, and Fire album was on Columbia, and I don't know who owns the rights or what the legal situation is. Maybe Columbia wants to release another box set of Earth, Wind, and Fire stuff. I don't know, but it's brand spanking new. Earth, Wind, and Fire released the Megamix. It came out at the end of July, right here in 1999. I'm going to play it for you now, and it qualifies both as new stuff ripping off old stuff, as you will hear since it's not done very well. And it's the God-Awful Medley of the Week, Earth, Wind, and Fire and the Megamix on Crap from the Past.
We'll be right back.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
The new soft sound of the 70s was upon us.
On Crap from the Past.
Lip-Sync from 1980. Just a couple of months after Funky Town came out, they remade that song written by Paul Carrack and originally recorded by Ace in 1975. It's How Long. And I, for the life of me, can't remember if I'd played that over the last couple of weeks, but I just played it for you again. And if you remember it from the last time I played it, I apologize. My Crap from the Past spies have gotten back to me. Thank you, Crap from the Past spies. I found out my assignment to everybody out there, in case you're wondering, I discovered that I'm up against my competition in the same time slot. There's a cheesy retro show that KDWB runs called Backtracks USA, and it's on right now. And what I told people to do is go flip over there, listen to KDWB for 10 minutes or so. You're not missing anything over here. It's okay. Listen, get a feel of the show, get back to me. And I had a couple of people get back to me already. Yeah, they played Funky Town. Wow, that's pretty revolutionary. I can't imagine where you'd hear Funky Town on the air. So while they're content to play their Funky Town hits, I'm content to play How Long. Lip Sync, of course, from Minneapolis. Steven Greenberg and Cynthia Johnson handling the vocals. And you think Kid Kelly knows that on his show? I don't think so. They also played Eye of the Tiger and Simply Irresistible. Well, Simply Irresistible, a Robert Palmer tune. You think they're going to tell you any neato tidbits about Robert Palmer? I don't think so. So I'd taken it upon myself to do that right here in this very time slot. As you know, Robert Palmer had very big hits with versions of other people's songs, songs that weren't so big out the first time. And what I'm going to play for you in the next two songs is two original versions of Robert Palmer hits. That's the best way to describe it. First song here came out in 1984 for A Woman Named Sherelle. It's produced by written and produced by Jimmy Jam Harris and Terry Lewis, also local boys right here in the Twin Cities. So I'm going to play you a song that Robert Palmer had a big old hit with in 1986. From 1984, it's the original version of I Didn't Mean to Turn You On from Sherelle. Backtracks USA stinks. And go check it out for yourself on KDWB. This is Crap from the Past on KFAI.
Mr. Gerber.
You got a hell of a lot to learn about rock and roll
on Crap from the Past.
Hot summer night. We'll be right back.
How does this end? I forget how this version ends here. What you just heard was Moon Martin, the guy who wrote Bad Case, or Bad Case of Loving You, depending on who you ask, came out in 1978 on one of Moon Martin's albums, and Robert Palmer decided that was a pretty good song and covered it and did a pretty reasonable version of it. Had a big old hit with Bad Case of Loving You, and everybody associates the song with Robert Palmer. Nobody remembers who Moon Martin is, but you just heard it right there. I got off on this Robert Palmer thing because that Backtracks USA show played Simply Irresistible. How many times have you heard that? Not a great record. Now, I have a caller on the phone right now as we speak. We're having a debate about Robert Palmer. He doesn't like Robert Palmer. I can certainly understand why. If you've heard any of his later stuff, like Simply Irresistible, it's not so good. Dare I say, it's crap. He wants to be a soul singer. He certainly dresses the part. He's got great taste in clothes, good taste in music, and very good intentions, but sometimes he just can't follow through. Now, the debate I was having with this caller is that I actually like some of the early Robert Palmer stuff, and it's probably not something you've heard. Most people have not heard the song Looking for Clues. I know this because I didn't hear the song Looking for Clues until fairly recently. It was a small British hit. It was not an American hit at all. And if everything goes as planned, I have it queued up in the CD player right here. So, from 1980, give this a listen. Tell me if this changes your opinion about Robert Palmer. You may see him as a no-talent wimp. Okay, I respect that. But give this song a listen with its new wave sensibility, and tell me if you have the same impression afterwards. From 1980, Robert Palmer and Looking for Clues on Crap from the Past.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Can we play more records tomorrow?
Yes.
On Crap from the Past.
Single from that first album, always something there to remind me, then Promises, a fine record, and the third record, even more fine, When the Lights Go Out, a small top 40 hit from late 1983 from the duo Naked Eyes. Naked Eyes consisting of two guys, Pete Byrne, I don't know what happened to Pete Byrne after Naked Eyes broke up, and Rob Fisher. Rob Fisher went on to be half of the group Climby Fisher, and Climby Fisher had a hit of their own with Love Changes Everything, and the original version of Room to Move, the Animotion hit, which I played for a couple weeks ago. There you go. It's everything you'd ever want about Naked Eyes. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Oh, look, it's close to 1 o'clock. You're listening to Fresh Air Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, and 106.7 FM St. Paul. The debate goes on about the Robert Palmer stuff, and I've had had a couple people confer, that's not the word I'm looking for. Well, agree with me. Not that I was right versus wrong, but they're also of the opinion that Robert Palmer recorded some darn good stuff in the beginning of his career, and then you gotta wonder what happened. He fancied himself as a soul singer or what? I don't know. Either way, a fine dresser. We'll leave it at that. Something you want to hear? 612-341-0980, because apparently you're not going to hear what you want to hear on that retro show on KDWB. No, that Backtracks USA crap. Got the update. The show's just about done over there because they're on from 11 to 1. Miss You Much by Janet Jackson. Rock Me Amadeus by Falco. Unless you got something nifty to say about them, I don't think there's any novelty in playing either of those hits. Tired. That's the word that springs to mind. Tired. Well, thanks to those of you who spied in on the KDWB show. This is a kind of a fun feature. I'll have to listen to more of that terrible retro show and then run circles around him because it makes me feel a little bit better inside. So, Crap from the Past on KFAI. Queen. I like Queen. I've decided I like Queen, and I'm going to play you a couple of Queen songs. One of them you've heard, one of them, it's been a while. Remember the movie Iron Eagle? Few do. I certainly don't, but this song was used in it. And Queen pretty much re-recorded the same song later with different lyrics and called it A Kind of Magic. This was not a big hit, and should have been a very, very big hit. And I don't know why. I can't explain this. One Vision from Queen. I think it was 1985, 86, 87. I'll have to check while we're off the air. I'll do you two from Queen. Here's One Vision on Crap from the Past.
This is Casey on American Top 40. The highest debuting song of this week's countdown is by a band that recently went to number one with a song called Crazy Little Thing Called Love. This week, they rocketed onto the survey with the highest debuting record of the week. At number 28, here's Queen with Another One Bites the Dust.
Let's go!
He walks fairly down the street with the green pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Debuting at number 28 on American Top 40 with Another One Bites the Dust.
All right, I was digging through my Casey Kasem collection and came across that. That was the first week on the chart for Queen, Another One Bites the Dust. That was late August 1980, if you want to set your calendar by that. Felt pretty good to play it on the air and hear pretty much the voice of God introducing Queen. Gives me all warm and fuzzies inside. As you know, this is Crap from the Past, playing pop music from the 70s, the 80s, and today. It's today's best music. It's all the hits, all the time. Less talk, more rock. I guess we're all cliches here on Crap from the Past, and no cliches at the same time. Coming up after the show ends at 2, Glenn and Mandy take this very chair, or this very chair and another very chair in this very same studio, and they will be playing Universal Frequencies. It's pop music on the indie labels, so none of that corporate crap. You'll just get the good stuff, pop music from today. They're on from 2 to 5, so if you're still awake at this point, you should just stay awake all night, listen to them, and go straight to work in the morning. For me, I have an 8:30 meeting tomorrow morning, and I will be dopey. But Mandy ran in here with a big grin on her face and giggled and handed me an album, and I must play a cut from it. It's very Dr. Demento, yes, but Dr. Demento is not on the air in Minneapolis, and I must fill the void. So, from from the late 60s, and I forget the exact date that this album came out. Came out on Decca Records from the Transformed Man. You're cringing already. William Shatner and his cover of the Beatles tune, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. On Dr. Demento. No, on Crap from the Past.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. The girl with a sun in her eyes, and she's gone.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Oh.
Follow her down to a bridge by a fountain where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore waiting to take you away. Climb in the back with your head in the clouds and you're gone! Picture yourself on a train in a station with plasticine porters with looking glass ties. Suddenly, someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Lucy in the sky.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
Get up and boogie.
On Crap from the Past.
Midnight at the Oasis.
Man, that's tasty. It's the brand new Heavies, featuring the vocal prowess of India Davenport, and a terrific remake of the Maria Muldaur original from 1974, Midnight at the Oasis. If you're curious to hear what the original sounded like, I'm not going to play it for you right now, but it's quite a bit slower. And if you don't dig the brand new Heavies, you must be, oh, I don't know, maybe a communist. You must be the last communist. And there's no reason why you're listening to the show if you don't get into that. So brand new Heavies, I'm a big fan. I don't know if that rubs off or not. I would definitely not qualify that as new stuff ripping off old stuff, even though it did come out in 1995. A terrific song. Terrific on virtually every level. And I love the brand new Heavies to death. Before that, Shatner, probably the foremost actor of my entire generation, and one of the greatest personalities this country has ever known. Not the greatest vocalist. Loosely in the Sky with Diamonds. I don't know what possessed him to record the stuff on the Transformed Man, but we are all a little thankful that he did. This must be crap from the past. Let me check the playlist here. I don't know. Did you know that the playlists are posted on the Crap from the Past website? Go to KFAI.org. Look around there. You can find the Crap from the Past little page there, and you can check out all my old playlists. And I know once I get this thing posted, it's going to go up next week. Once I get it posted, you can read it back. Queen, William Shatner, brand new Heavies. And you must wonder what on earth? And yet the show seems to be flowing fairly well, considering I don't care. I spent the whole day in the sun. It's totally beyond me. And we'll do two things right now. First, a little matter of business here that I think you'll enjoy. I got another pair of tickets to give away to the Mill City Music Festival, and I'm going to give them to the second caller, hoping that two people are awake at this point. Second caller is 612-341-0980. Call after I turn off the microphone, because I can't answer the phone while, you know. So once I stop speaking and the music starts, feel free to call 612-341-0980. Second call gets his or her bad self tickets to the Mill City Music Festival, which is going on Sunday. Well, a couple other days, but the tickets are for Sunday, September 5th. Should be pretty fine. Now, if you check the playlist tomorrow, or a week from tomorrow, you will see Queen, Shatner, brand new Heavies, and then Judd Strunk. Who on earth is Judd Strunk? I wish I knew, frankly, but he had one terrible, terrible hit in the summer of 1973. This is me calling it terrible. I have a very high threshold for terrible. And this is certainly there. One of the worst songs from the 70s that I know of. Here's Daisy A Day from Judd Strunk. I think somebody dies in the song. Anytime somebody dies in it, you know it's going to be a winner. 1973, Judd Strunk on Crap from the Past. 612-341-0980. Call. Second caller wins. Good luck. Thanks. Bye-bye.
He remembers the first time he met her. He remembers the first thing she said. He remembers the first time he held her, and the night that she came to his bed. He remembers her sweet way of saying, "Honey, has something gone wrong?" He remembers the fun and the teasing, and the reason he wrote her this song. I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away. They would walk down the street in the evening, and for years I would see them go by, and their love that was more than the clothes that they wore could be seen in the gleam of their eye. As a kid they would take me for candy, and I loved to go tag them along. We'd hold hands while we walked to the corner, and the old man would sing her his song. I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away. Now he walks down the street in the evening, and he stops by the old candy store, and I somehow believe he's believing. He's holding her hand like before, for he feels all her love walking with him. And he smiles at the things she might say. Then the old man walks up to the hilltop and gives her a daisy a day. I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
Otherwise, he was just an aspiring break dancer in a Southern California beach community.
On Crap from the Past.
Nancy Martinez from 1986, and a song that still has quite a bit of punch all these years later, Move Out. The big single was For Tonight. If you know that, it sounds pretty much like Move Out. Move Out, the second single, not as successful for Nancy Martinez. Whatever happened to Nancy Martinez? She was from either New York or Miami, and I forget which one. And, well, I guess it's all in the details. And I don't remember any of the details because it's 1:30 in the morning and I can't be expected to remember everything. So, look at this. I still have a pair of tickets to give away to the Mill City Music Festival. I probably shouldn't have made it the second caller because I got one call right away. That's good. I said, hey, you're caller number one, and then nothing. So, first caller that can... Hey, I see Blinky. I see Blinky Light on line 8. All right, sweet. The Blinky on line 8 will win his or herself a pair of tickets to the Mill City Music Festival, and that's terrific. You're going to enjoy that. It's coming up on Sunday, September 5th, so don't hang up. I got to push some buttons, and then I will answer the phone, I promise. Now, if you watch those TV ads for those stations with today's best music and the best variety of music and the hits of the 70s and 80s and today, you'd think that the only music recorded out there, period, was Sarah McLachlan. I know that's what, yeah, that's it. There's nothing else but Sarah McLachlan. Well, wait, maybe a Dave Matthews tune, but mostly Sarah McLachlan. And if you listen to the stuff Sarah McLachlan has released over the last couple of years, you'll fall asleep and crash your car because it's, frankly, it's quite dull. She's Canadian and she can hit all the notes and she's kind of cute, but her music is atrocious. And I want to demonstrate here that it wasn't always the case. If you dig way back to 1992, there's a delicious Sarah McLachlan song that'll have you tapping your toes. I think you'll enjoy it. That's what I'm going to play for you right here. From 92, lovely Sarah McLachlan, and Into the Fire. This is Crap from the Past on KFAI. Don't hang up. You hung up. Call back at KFAI.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Listening to pop music is a waste of time.
On Crap from the Past.
Hello? Hello? Hey, how you doing? I'm sorry you couldn't get through. Cause this is a message that's been recorded especially for you. And then if you leave a name and your number, we'll get right back to you. You can leave a message now if you want to when the bleeps are through. Oh yeah. You'd hurry home. I think I'm lost and I wanna be found. Feels like I'm wandering round nowhere land. All I'm after is to see your sunshine, smile and laughter. I feel like calling you, feel like some contact. I feel like phoning but I can't get through. I get hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm sorry you couldn't get through. There's a message that's been recorded especially for you. And if you leave a name, we'll get right back to you. You can leave a message now if you want to. Silver color coin that is silver in appearance, yeah, but it's beetles in value. I say silver in appearance, cause I still can't get through. I get hey, how you doing? So sorry you couldn't get through. Cause this is a message that's been recorded
especially for you.
Good knows you. So I decide maybe my timing ain't so good. You're playing music loud, like you should. Now how am I gonna clear a line to hear a human say, I won't play, no one play now. I'm gonna play, yeah. I'm gonna take this time to find out till you get back. I'm gonna say, what you gonna do? Unless I'm in a storm, so rage ain't nothing gonna change.
Curiosity Killed the Cat from 1989. Lead-off single from their first album called Name and Number. It was a decent-sized British hit in 89. Didn't do much here in the States. You might remember Curiosity Killed the Cat from the song Misfit from their first album from 1987. For some reason, Misfit came out the exact same week as Oh Yeah by Yellow. And I thought that was a remarkable week in pop music back in 87. So, Curiosity Killed the Cat. Before that, Sarah McLachlan. See, not all Sarah McLachlan is bad. I'll just leave it at that. 1:35 in the wee hours of the morning, and you're listening to Fresh Air Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. Want to thank Brian. Want to congratulate Brian. He got himself a pair of tickets to go to the Mill City Music Festival on Sunday, September 5th. Have a good time there, Brian. I'm going to try and get tickets myself, hopefully. I'll see you wandering around. Now, yeah, I said that I had done no prior preparation for the show, which is true, but I got bored for a second here and I checked my little birthdays list, and who should turn 40 tomorrow? Not the 30th, but the 31st, so I guess that would be on Tuesday. Technically, it's Monday right now. Who should turn 40 but Tony DeFranco? Sort of the Donny Osmond prototype there. They had a small, not a small, they had a good-sized hit with Heartbeat, It's a Love Beat. as the DeFranco family featuring Tony DeFranco, and it was just evil on every level. Hideous. So I'm not going to play Heartbeat, it's a love beat. Instead, I'm going to go even deeper than that. I'm going to play you the follow-up single called Abracadabra from 1974. It's Tony DeFranco, who turns 40 tomorrow. Tony DeFranco and the DeFranco family on Crap from the Past.
Try.
You know, I've hit rock bottom here when I'm playing Justine Bateman. I have a sealed CD copy of the soundtrack to the movie Satisfaction, which starred Justine Bateman, who is Mallory on Family Ties, but that's not what I played there. I played you the 45 version. I also have the 45 of I Can't Get No Satisfaction, as done by Justine Bateman and The Mystery from 1988. Brilliant, brilliant, Mallory sings, and I can't get any lower, huh? Yeah, you're probably right. I have 17 minutes or so left on Crap from the Past this week, and my theme? I just don't care. I spent the whole day out on the lake. I got a lot of sun. I played the drums with other people live as a performance, which I haven't done in 5 years or so. And it felt pretty good, and nobody booed or threw things at me. It was a wonderful experience, and I did no preparation for this show. I just came in here tonight. We threw down a big batch of CDs. I played whatever my mind... To give you an example of how absurd this show is, let me see. John Butcher, Eddie Rabbit, Sherelle Queen, William Shatner, The Brand New Heavies, Judd Strunk, Curiosity Killed the Cat, Tony DeFranco, and Justine Bateman. Can't get any worse, huh? You're probably right. So, I'll play you a pretty good-sized hit for Head East in 1978. If you enjoy this song, you'll probably enjoy the Since You've Been Gone marathon that you heard on Cosmic Slop. Cosmic Slop, you know the show with Chuck and Joel? If you don't know the show, go check it out. Sundays at 3 in the afternoon on AM 770 Radio K. Chuck and Joel do Cosmic Slop, which is far and away the best 70s show in the entire world. And that is a personal rave from me, Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. I first heard the song there. I liked it. I picked up a copy of the 45. I will play it for you now. 1978, Head East and Since You've Been Gone on Crap from the Past.
In the year, they were seen publicly wearing red flower pots on their heads, which they called energy domes. And more recently, they've been wearing black plastic hair
on Crap from the Past.
winter, pulling me close to you.
Baby, I surrender.
Candles, they light the dark. Now I see how lovely the feelings are. All the tender love you give it to me. I want you more and more. Can't resist you more than I feel your touch. Tender love,
loving me straight from the heart.
Pull me nearer, please let me be a part. The tender love you're giving to me. Tender love,
tender love,
love so tender.
Force MDs from, oh shoot, I forgot the year, 87, something like that. And Tender Love, a song written and produced by Jimmy Jam Harris and Terry Lewis, local boys once again. You know, I should do an all Jimmy Jam Harris and Terry Lewis show. That would require an unbelievable amount of research on my part to try and find 30 songs by them. I think I could do it. Maybe for Pledge Drive, although I can't promise anything. For Pledge Drive, Pledge Drive is coming up October, beginning of October, if I'm not mistaken. And unlike the show I did last Pledge Drive, which I'm unbelievably embarrassed about, this one's going to be really good because I have some really good music lined up, stuff I don't normally play. I'm digging out the good stuff, and it's coming up for Pledge Drive. You think Backtracks USA is going to dig out the good stuff? No, it's all crap. I can rant. I can rave. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, and frankly, I don't care. It's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and you're listening to the remains of crap from the past. Universal Frequencies is up next, and Mandy's sitting here with me, and she's laughing at me because I'm getting punchy. I was out in the sun all day, and I'm a little pooped at this point. Got a couple of songs left. Let me just get my legal out of the way. You're listening to Fresh Air Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, and 106.7 FM St. Paul. I really have to thank everybody who's called in tonight. The phones have been totally unbelievable. I don't know what spurred this on, but I've been getting calls non-stop, virtually non-stop, and I've been on the phone most of the night here, And thank you. Thank you very much for listening and for calling in, and I do appreciate it. Keeps me sane in the wee hours. I've picked out a song that I don't recognize. May as well dig real deep, huh? Who else is gonna do it? It's off this Best Disco in Town compilation that I got a couple of years ago, and it's the last song on disc one for those of you keeping track at home. I'm gonna play you a song by Phyllis Nelson. The only song I know by Phyllis Nelson is a song called I Like You, and it's not on here. So here's a different song by Phyllis Nelson. It's Don't Stop the Train on Crap from the Past.
Monster Gerber.
Discos are playgrounds for grown-ups. They're adult Disneylands. People are free to be themselves there after being cooped up all week.
On Crap from the Past.
When the sun comes down, they hit the streets. In the bars, they try to meet some other stranger. Ease the pain of living alone, till it drives them insane. The woodwork squeaks, and out come the freaks. Yeah, the woodwork squeaks, and out come the freaks.
Woodwork squeaks, and out come the freaks. Woodwork squeaks, and out come the freaks.
Like little Michael on his motorcycle.
Yeah, tonight. Johnny don't wear no tie, 'cause he says it hurts his neck. He's got a chick from Ecuador tonight. She wants to talk about the moon. She says it used to be her friend, but the doctors put an end to all of that.
Lost good. Do you really understand?
I do.
That's Johnny as he grabs her.